The following podcast is scheduled for one fall from the home of Cape Championship Wrestling. This is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Welcome to Pro Wrestling Unscripted, and we have breaking news coming from WWE. So hot that we can't wait to tell you about it. According to all sources, all websites are reporting that AJ Styles has been released from WWE. We are not making this up. AJ Styles has been released from World Wrestling Entertainment. And this is huge news, Asa.
It actually kind of is. He really had a big impact. Not a lot of people even realized his contributions.
Well, a lot of people said that he wasn't going to amount to much in there because of the red tape and all the politics involved.
And he wasn't good enough for Backlash.
Yeah. He wasn't good enough for a lot of the pay-per-views, but here he was, one of the most integral parts of World Wrestling Entertainment. And it's sad to see Joey Styles gone from World Wrestling Entertainment. Hey, what's up? It's Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Shannon Young here, back with you. August 10th with my usual co-host, Asa Gray, down at the end of the table.
Yes.
Ali Abear to the right of me.
Hello.
And making a grand return to the show, a special guest this week, the Dalton Anthony.
Do you get it? His first name is Joey, so it's AJ Styles.
Boy, that always makes the joke so much funnier when you explain them.
And the way you're sucking on that microphone, I'm gonna start charging here in a second.
My bad.
I don't even know what that means. SportsCenter.
But yeah, Joey Styles was, like, for people who don't know, like, he was in charge of the website.
He was. The social media for a long time.
Yeah.
Joey Styles was a huge part of it. He wasn't just an announcer. And for those of you that are wondering what we're talking about, the joke at the top of the show there, Joey Styles was released. Was it Monday?
I don't remember.
It was Monday or Tuesday. I think it was Monday, but he's gone from WWE for reasons that we don't know. We have some speculation, but Joey Styles, former ECW announcer, and not just ECW announcer. Mm-hmm. He was the
voice of ECW.
ECW announcer. Yeah. This is one of the only guys that I've known that can do an entire broadcast by himself.
And do it well.
You know, he was the Cody Sandusky of the wrestling announcers.
It's actually a really good analogy.
It is.
Because it's one of those things where he didn't just get, you know, he didn't drone on and on. He didn't have to force some terrible banter, and he also did a great job of kind of portraying a wrestler as a heel or a face, because he was the voice of the fans.
Yeah,
he really was.
ECW was huge, hugely popular with fans, and they had a real rapport with mm-hmm. their fans that has been unrivaled even now. And I'm sad to see Joey Styles go. He has one of my favorite moments. Dalton, do you remember it was on Raw when Joey Styles did a quote unquote shoot interview and quit
mm-hmm.
live yeah. on Raw? That's one of my favorite. I mean, obviously it was scripted, but he was laying down some real truths.
Right.
And that was one of my favorite scripted shoot moments.
It's one of my favorite, I'm not good enough to call Backlash.
Yeah.
Oh.
And boy, was he right.
No.
I legitimately, I didn't know he had stayed with the company so long.
Yeah. He was on as the head of the internet division.
Internet thing.
My brain turned off right
he
there.
He made a good internet
thing.
Well, I mean, Asa told me whenever I walked in tonight, and I was like, I wasn't aware that he was still with the company.
Yeah, it's because he was behind the scenes. You didn't see him much on, the only thing I ever heard from Joey Styles was his Twitter, where he would occasionally, defend WWE. And
he was very much
a company man.
He was a company man in ECW, and he stayed a company man when he worked for WWE. He defended a lot of the choices that we complain about on the air.
Him and JBL both, and Booker T, pretty much, and Road Dogg.
And
everybody, yeah.
The big speculation is the day before, 2 days before, he did a Facebook Live Q&A on WWE's Facebook page where they took questions, and you know, he gave honest answers. It was him and Kathy Kelly, and the one that everyone kind of is pointing to, which is silly, is the actual question was, why does WWE and Vince McMahon insist on shoving Roman Reigns down the fans' throats? And Kathy Kelly didn't even want to ask the question, and his response to that was, tell you what, I'll be the one to read it. I'm getting fired soon. Or I'll be getting fired soon. Ha ha ha. But the answer that he gave was, like, very much in defense of Vince McMahon.
It seemed very political.
It was incredibly political and not entirely wrong in that he said, you know, Vince McMahon has been doing this for so long. If he sees big money in a guy as a babyface, that's what Vince is going to do. Now, there are guys like Stone Cold Steve Austin, like Triple H, that made their start as being heels.
Yeah.
But if Vince McMahon thinks there's big money in you being a heel, then that's what you'll do.
And then there's guys like The Rock, who started off as a babyface, quickly went heel, and then went back to uber babyface.
Yeah.
And then tried to go heel again, but it wasn't the same.
But he did, and it was, because that feud with the Hurricane.
Well, he didn't beat The Rock, though.
He beat the Scorpion.
He beat the Scorpion King. That's completely different. Ali doesn't even know who the Scorpion King is.
That's for the best.
He was,
He was a PlayStation 1, video game boss.
So basically, Brendan Fraser and his wife, they go looking for treasure. And
we don't have time for this.
We don't have time for this.
I'm cutting off the bit. There's a lot of stuff written
down.
That's
a list. That's like, we have things to get to.
So Joey Styles is gone.
Yeah.
That's the big, to me, that's one of the biggest news of the week. There's not a lot to say other than I really like Joey Styles.
Yeah.
I didn't at first. I hated ECW when I first heard about it. I'm going to be completely honest. I first heard about it during the Monday Night Wars because, you know, I'm a little older than everybody else here. So I was old enough to remember the Monday Night Wars. And
I watched.
Calm down.
Attitude Era.
Sweet baby. Don't. Calm
all right. Down. Go ahead. It's fine.
But I remember seeing ECW the first time and I didn't like it. I thought it was trash wrestling. You remember the Jerry Lawler angle where he said that ECW was extremely crappy wrestling and he hated it?
You thought he was the good guy?
I thought he was the good guy. I thought he was telling the truth. And it wasn't until years later I came to respect ECW.
Yeah, boo CM Punk. Drugs are fine. Wait. I don't understand.
Go Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
No, the one thing I did want to say though about Joey Styles is anytime he's done a podcast in like the last 5 to 6 years, somebody would ask him, what's your favorite, like, what was your favorite part about doing ECW? And he said anytime that it was Malenko and Guerrero. Like he said, he's like, I wasn't a big fan of the blood, but we had some of the best wrestlers.
They had great wrestling.
Yeah. Like
the Cruiserweights started there before they went to WCW.
Yeah.
When you said, I'm not going to lie, when he said that his favorite moments was, I assumed you were going to follow that up with whenever our checks didn't bounce.
I was like, what was funny in that?
That was a great moment.
And I will say ECW also has one of the coolest moments to me in just pro wrestling in general, where you have an ECW, where you have a WWF guy wrestle a WCW guy on ECW TV for the ECW championship.
Dalton, can you tell me who was involved there?
Mike Awesome was the ECW champion who was a contracted wrestler through WCW. He took the belt with him and Paul Heyman and Vince McMahon cut a deal where he would come in and wrestle Taz. Taz, who was a WWE contracted wrestler, they wrestled Taz wins. The following Tuesday, they record SmackDown. Triple H, who is the WWF champion, wrestles Taz ECW on SmackDown. And, oh, let me guess what happened. Yeah, Triple H went over.
Yeah, that made me real mad. I remember watching that live and getting so upset that Triple H won. That was during my I Hate Triple H phase.
Yeah.
That everyone went through.
That
was like right at the Reign of Terror.
Yeah.
It was before. It was slightly before because that was the WWF champion. He had the world title whenever it was.
But he was starting to get into that role
of the precursor.
Yeah, yeah. Of the super Triple H.
And that wasn't even a Triple H call. That was very clearly a Vince McMahon. Okay, we'll let you use my guy.
Yeah.
But I need to establish firmly that my champion can beat your champion.
And to be fair, that was real ballsy of Eric Bischoff to let Mike Awesome come over with the title because he did that with Medusa when she was Alundra Blaze. Yeah, and she came on WCW Nitro, dropped the WWF Women's Championship when she signed with WCW. She brought it to TV live, dropped it in a trash can. And it's one of the most infamous moments of the whole Monday Night Wars. So letting Mike Awesome come over with the title was just trouble from the start.
And I don't remember. I could be wrong, but I don't think Mike Awesome ever actually brought the championship on TV.
I don't think he was allowed to.
I think that was after the Medusa thing, so they knew
they were
better.
Afraid. They were afraid, yeah.
They signed him, but they said, don't bring the belt.
Because Eric Bischoff was ruthless. Yeah. He was so ruthless back in that time. Mike Awesome, of course, would go on from being Mike Awesome, the badass in ECW, to that. First was the Fat Chick Thriller. We're not making this up.
That was his bit.
We covered this.
And then that 70s guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then he went back to WWE for one match for ECW One Night Stand against Tanaka.
Not Tanaka.
Oh, no. It's, I can't think of his name and it really hurts me that I can't.
Was it not Tanaka?
No, it wasn't Tanaka. It was, he was a Japanese wrestler, but he was
a Japanese wrestler?
But it was a different Japanese wrestler. It wasn't the same guy, I don't think.
Resisting the urge.
No, but it was a fantastic match.
Yeah, and then he went on to kill himself.
Oh, yeah, it was Masato Tanaka.
Oh, my bad.
Who the hell are you?
No,
to
I
come
also,
on my show.
You know, because I was thinking Tatanka. That's why that didn't sound right to me, because I was like,
Mike Awesome versus Tatanka.
I was like, Tatanka was not
CW.
In ECW. Like, that can't be right.
You know the scary part about that?
I could remember, Masato was like kind of floating around in my head, but I was like, no, I don't remember. But
what's really scary is that Tatanka would wrestle longer past Mike Awesome leaving. Tatanka still wrestled as of a couple years ago.
Yeah, wasn't he in like
the Royal Rumble? The Royal Rumble,
This year, wasn't it?
Yeah, because we were like, man, he's in shape.
We were like, who the hell is that Tatanka? Yeah.
But no, that infamous match though, Joey Styles probably had his most regretful line ever on commentary. Mike Awesome does a suicide dive. He's like, well, we can only hope that happens soon.
Hope he really commits suicide.
Yeah. And then a year later.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was kind of a douchebag thing to say.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, speaking of douchebags.
Mm-hmm.
Segue. We used to have
nailing it.
Thank you. I'm going to steal this from Cody. Conor McGregor's in the news, in wrestling news. Did you read about this, kids?
Did he sign?
He signed his death warrant if he ever goes over there. So I don't have the interview up, but basically what happened is Conor McGregor said, and I'm just going to quote, and I apologize for the language. We try to keep it clean here, but he said that all WWE wrestlers were pussies. They were messed up pussies.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine the response from the WWE gang.
And he did say that like The Rock and Triple H were dons.
They were dons. And Vince McMahon were dons.
Yeah.
But everybody else were pussies.
And then people were like, hey, D-bag, stop it. And he's like, no. I didn't mean to insult WWE fans.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that all of your favorite wrestlers, I could slap their faces.
I could knock
their heads off and twice on Sundays.
Yeah.
Which, Conor McGregor is an amazing fighter. He is. Don't take that away from him. He's an amazing fighter. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he could fight really well. But, you know, there's that old philosophy that you put a guy Conor McGregor size, because is he a featherweight, bantamweight?
He's a 135 to one, or he wrestles 145 and 155.
I think he fights in the women's division now, doesn't he? Because he lost his balls.
Nate Diaz choked it out of him.
Yeah.
He's just carrying him around.
My favorite reply tweet, because WWE's, like, their wrestlers have been just tearing him up. My favorite one came from Big E. Which was, would you prefer to find us individually or have us all line up at once? I know your time is very valuable, sir.
my favorite is Roman Reigns, because it's straight to the point. You're the size of my leg. Shut up.
But it's also, Y-O-U-R, the size of my leg. His next tweet is, okay, grammar nerds, you're, with the apostrophe R-E.
I really hope someone posted to him the CM Punk Grammar Slam, you were and your.
Oh, you know they did. I will say, I think my favorite one was Sasha Banks, who said, bring it.
Oh God, I want to watch,
because she wrestled men like, yeah, she like that was thanks Broadway.
Yeah, 709 Broadway for all your gaming needs,
for all your siren needs,
for all your people gotten killed.
It was a fire.
Yeah, it was a fire.
Grammar
fire
slam.
who would you like to see Conor McGregor fight more?
Big Show.
Most Big Show.
Mark Henry.
So I think it was Bubba.
He's way fatter.
Oh, Bubba.
Bubba said, I'd love to see Kurt Angle stretch your ass out.
Yeah.
You know, I think that would be
And JR commented on it too. He's like, everyone who's like, all these wrestlers who are replying and feeding that fire, Conor McGregor is a genius.
He is.
He's just hyping up for his own fight. Like, he's just drawing eyes onto him.
Well, everyone.
People are gonna, all these wrestling fans that are offended and, you know, their favorite, and he's insulting the wrestlers, it's going to probably make them want to watch UFC to watch Nate Diaz choke him out.
Again.
Yes.
I also want to point out to the fans at home that we have one fly in this building that will not leave us alone.
And it's the same one. It's been here for like a week and a half.
It's everywhere we need to be.
Yeah. And it's one of those things that, like, I'll see it land on the microphone and then I can't stop looking at it. Yeah. I can't think.
I'm trying to keep it from landing on mine.
Yeah. And on my soda. By the way, tonight's episode of Pro Wrestling Unscripted is brought to you by Barks Root Beer. Barks got bite.
Okay.
We are going to get sued one of these days.
It's free promotion.
We are giving them free promotion.
That's not how lawsuits work.
I mean, Barks isn't Nintendo. They're not going to pull us. Do you remember just a couple of months ago, Conor McGregor, when he got in that big fiasco about not being able to fight at 200?
Oh, you mean when he decided he didn't want to?
Yes. Because of some stupid
stuff.
Because
he didn't want to do the press. Yeah. He didn't want to do the press.
And do you remember
conferences.
What they did with that? Who jumped on that harder than anybody? WWE.
Mm-hmm.
WWE. Remember, they were promoting the whole, is Conor McGregor going to sign with WWE? Mm-hmm. Becky Lynch was tweeting him.
Yeah.
It's like they were trying to establish a relationship with Conor McGregor, and then Conor McGregor just pisses all over him.
Well, and apparently there was, this is wild speculation on the internet, but apparently, the reason that a lot of people are so upset about this is because there was supposed to be some sort of WWE UFC thing happening, and he just kind of blew it.
Well, I mean, there was a bunch of stuff that they were talking about for UFC kind of together. Remember they said Brock was going to come out to his music, which didn't happen?
Yeah.
It seems like the whole UFC,
thanks,
WWE.
Thanks, Ariel Helwani.
Yeah.
That was your fault.
How many more opportunities are you going to lose because of your journalistic integrity.
I get it.
Took a second. If CM Punk comes out to Cult of Personality, though.
Speaking of CM Punk, are we done with Conor McGregor?
I'm done with it.
We're done with him.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, it's, you know, yeah, he's just being a jerk, but he's doing it because
he's a smart jerk.
Because he's just being smart about it.
Because don't take two things you never take away from Conor McGregor. One, he's a fantastic fighter. Two, he's a showman. He's one of those old school. He's a Muhammad Ali type where he talks as well as he fights. He does.
That's a big compliment.
Well, I'm not saying he's as good as Muhammad Ali.
He's a good trash talker.
In the same sense that the Naked Gun is like scary movies like Naked Gun. Hunter and I talked about this the other day when we were discussing Ghostbusters. We came up with the comparison that the new Ghostbusters is basically Scary Movie, whereas the old Ghostbusters is the Naked Gun. Same genre, same style of thing, but one is definitely
more subtle than the other.
That's a good way to put it. Let's leave it at that. Talking about UFC, talking about CM Punk, did you guys see the trailer released today for the documentary that's coming out soon about CM Punk's transition from wrestler to fighter?
I saw they were doing it. I didn't get to see it. I didn't know there was a trailer attached.
I posted it in chat today.
I see. Yes, that's what I saw. I just didn't click on the link because I was at work.
It was good. It was good. I was really surprised by it. He came across really well during that trailer. Really hardworking.
Yeah, it's almost like this is something that he takes incredibly seriously and is actually really excited for and is giving 100% to.
He said in it, as he's driving, he said, I know I'm an outsider coming into the world for the first time. But he flat out says, why can't I do this? Why can't I try? I'm going to try.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's the thing is it's like, I know Tanner is hoping he just gets his head kicked off. Like, Tanner, I think, actually wants him to die in the octagon. Jeez. And I don't know why.
Well, Tanner also, remember, we had to explain to him that wrestling was scripted. And that the CM Punk promos weren't real.
There's a lot of people, like, hoping that he just gets demolished. And I don't understand that negativity. Like, yeah on one hand, yeah, he did. Like, if you're still upset that he left WWE, I get that, kind of.
Yeah.
But this is something that he's not coming in thinking like, man, these UFC guys, they're like, they got nothing. I'm just going to come in and wipe the floor with them. It's like, this is a thing that I genuinely enjoy watching. It's a thing I enjoy training in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try it.
He seemed to come in completely respectful.
Yeah.
Very respectful of that. And even in this trailer, he mentions, and I want to hear more of these comments because it was just the start of it. Mm-hmm. But he says, you know, people always say wrestling's fake. These guys can't fight. And I want to see what he says about that. Because as far as I know, since he has left wrestling, he hasn't been very supportive of wrestling.
It's not that he hasn't been supportive of wrestling. It's just that I think it's kind of like the Daniel Bryan thing at first, once he had to retire. It's like he was so burnt out and hurt by it that he doesn't have the time or energy to put into wrestling anymore. Like, why would he still follow WWE? Why would he still follow, like, why would he go after indie bookings whenever he's going to be putting 100% of himself into training for UFC? Yeah.
Well, I don't even mean in that, you know, he's not doing anything with wrestling. Just the things he said has been kind of outspoken against wrestling.
And the thing of it is, and something we're not talking about that he's mentioned in podcasts is the fans. He's like, the fans that appreciate me, I love, but those fans that think that I owe them something because I walked out.
I bought your house.
Oh, yeah. That
every time you go into your place, I bought that for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, that's, I mean, if people were doing that to me, if I was in CM Punk's position, I'd be saying the exact same things. That podcast would have went the exact same.
Well,
and
I don't think even that I don't think he's really trashed wrestling as much as just the way WWE works.
Yeah. Cause I mean, he even made a comment in the same podcast. He was just like, oh, I would love to do a tag team match with the Young Bucks at PWG, but I'll do it under a mask. Like, he doesn't hate wrestling. It's just one of those things I think he's over. He did it for
a long, long time.
He did it from like 1999. Till 2013 straight and like barely had time off from injuries. I would get burnt out too at that point. And he was the top guy for, well, they acted like they said he was the top guy for like a year and a half.
He was a paper champion.
Oh yeah.
It hurts me to say that you're right.
Well, I don't mean that was the quality of his wrestling, but that's how they portrayed him. Yeah. Yeah. He was a paper champion. And I always had a problem. You know, I really hated when CM Punk left WWE. I was sore about it because I didn't know the full story. I feel like I still don't know the full story.
And we'll never know until the rise and fall of CM Punk comes out.
And even then, definitely not going to be the full story. But I don't want to see CM Punk get his head kicked in with this. Even though Jordan used to make me listen to the damn Cult of Personality on repeat every day, all day. Don't go for a car ride with him because you're going to hear that or Jeff Hardy's theme music.
Which one? Okay, that's a good song. That's a good song.
You're not correct.
Uh-oh.
I'm allowed to be wrong. It's fine.
I want CM Punk. I want to see him fight. I don't even want to say I want to see him win. I want to see him fight. I want him to do it.
No. Yeah. And like, and I'm excited to see him fight, and I hope he wins. I hope he does well, because I have nothing but respect for CM Punk. He's clearly passionate about this, and I hope he succeeds. He's not doing it for an easy payday. He's not doing this for attention. He's doing this because this is something that he loves, and he's going to give it his best.
Same thing like with us, with this.
Yeah.
Except, you know, we're not getting paid.
People are watching. Aw. We made ourselves sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want him to do well. If he doesn't,
I don't want to talk anymore.
Yeah, if he does a good job, he doesn't even necessarily have to win. But as long as he goes in and does a good job, I'll be happy.
I agree. Yeah. As long as he'll put his heart into it.
Oh, yeah.
His debut shouldn't be too far off at this
202?
Point.
202?
Yeah, I think so. Which is just Mickey months Gall. Away. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm excited about it. We'll probably watch it. If we can't watch it here, we'll watch it one way or another. Wink! Completely legally. Wink!
I don't like Dana White.
I'm going to stream it illegally.
Good! I hate Dana White. Yeah.
Just so you guys know. Now that we're talking about CM Punk, let's talk about one of his best friends. One of his good friends is in the news recently. Ryback. The big guy. Segway.
He got fired.
He didn't get fired, Dalton.
The contract finally either ran out or they released him out of it.
He had
officially.
He had a little contract. He didn't have a big contract.
That's why he was doing...
His contract was dumb. I'm not going to finish it because it's PG.
Oh. I got that.
There you go.
It took a
he
second.
He caught up.
So Ryback's gone.
Yeah.
They confirmed. Thankfully. WWE confirmed. Stop it. Stop it. Stop acting like Ryback is the worst thing ever. He was not the worst thing ever.
You're right. It was Giant Gonzalez, and then it was Great Khali, and then it was Ryback. He is the third worst of all time.
It's not true at all. Not true at all.
Don't engage.
In fact, I will say that Ryback should have beat CM Punk at Hell in the Cell.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just saying, if they were going to pull the trigger on Ryback and they really wanted to make him a star, that would have made him a star.
Except I don't think they were going to.
I think they should have. I think they should have. Don't get me wrong. I don't think Ryback is the greatest of all time. Clearly he's not. But in Ryback, you had a really big guy and Vince McMahon loves it. And I'm talking from the view of Vince McMahon. This is not me saying I would put him in charge. Vince McMahon, with his erection for large men that are limited in the ring, had to have seen Ryback and just opened a jizz factory over in Stamford.
And you don't think
Sports Center.
Yeah, PG.
Screw it.
Please don't.
You can say jizz on TV.
Jesus.
Cool.
I'm done.
I don't even know anymore. It's gone. don't you think that Vince McMahon saw Ryback and was like, I'm going to push this guy to the moon? Why wouldn't he? There had to have been a reason.
Well,
that...
from what I understand, Ryback couldn't spell moon. And that was one of the problems.
Ryback was also a wee bit hurty.
Ryback was a wee bit. I really don't know. I feel like there had to be a reason too. Because there's the. He pushed the Great Khali. He pushed Kozlov. He pushed Giant Gonzalez. I mean, he loves big dudes. Look at Braun Strowman right now.
Oh, so
Ahmed Johnson.
To quickly segue into the Dean Ambrose podcast that did after Raw, Braun Strowman also did the Stone Cold podcast. I'm a Braun Strowman fan now.
Really?
This is a guy who loves wrestling. Like, he is so excited to be where he is. Like, he loves Bray Wyatt. He's like, there was a connection there. Like, I'm so thankful that I was able to kind of hide my weaknesses behind him. You know, he says he doesn't sleep at night because he's, you know, he's running thoughts through his head about like how he can get better, how he can do better promos, how he can tweak his character to be more entertaining.
Do you like him in the ring?
No, still, I mean, he's serviceable. Like, he's very clearly a new guy.
Here's why I say that. And I'm not trying to start a fight or anything, but there are so many people, and I've said it, Hunter has said it, we used to do shows about it, that has criticized Eva Marie. And even though she works so hard at it, you can't take that away from her. She trained and trained. Mm-hmm. She's worked so hard at it and still isn't very good that everyone just writes her off and says she's terrible and worthless. Get rid of her. You seem genuinely excited about Braun Strowman, even though it's kind of the same thing, not quite the same thing.
The difference to me is that, like, put up any Braun Strowman match versus any Eva Marie match, and there's a difference.
At least Braun Strowman is serviceable.
Like, clearly there's room for improvement, but he's not bad. Does it maybe hurt him a little bit that he was compared to Luke Harper, Bray Wyatt, and Eric Rowan even?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Does it hurt him that he's only really been able to be in the ring with guys like Big Show and Kane? Probably. Even though, and he said, like, he loved working with them because they are two of the all-time greatest big men of
veterans,
all time.
Yeah.
It's just those match side, whenever, I've never really liked the big guy versus big guy.
Because they're always so boring.
My favorite match of those was Big Show versus Kane when they were the tag team champions on Raw and they did chain wrestling for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It was awesome. but so, whereas, and Eva Marie had a great bit on SmackDown too. She had two consistently, like, actually, like, they're at least embracing that everyone hates her.
Yeah, her whole character now is that she comes out, but
to the longest, most lavish.
I told you, it's over the top. It's so over the top.
It's so stupid.
But then when the match starts, something happens. She doesn't wrestle, and then she keeps pushing it back.
Her ankle injury, the hashtag pray for Eva Marie.
Oh.
She tried to get trending on Twitter.
And then I think it was this week her top came off.
Yeah, she like her bra came unhooked.
Yeah.
So it's like
so she had to leave.
And then Alexa Bliss.
She got blissed off. Becky Lynch lost again.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
But Alexa Bliss lost. Or Alexa Bliss won.
I don't bliss her off. I looked up Alexa Bliss on Google earlier and went to her images just because I wanted to look at Alexa Bliss. And Allie was there and I said, Allie, I want you to pick out the picture you think I'm going to click on first. So Allie naturally went to the picture of her from behind with, you know, like a bikini on. That wasn't it. It was the picture of her in her car just taking a selfie because she's so cute.
But so
I missed the pixie.
But going back to it, the like Braun Strowman, I didn't like. I honestly like. I guess I just didn't give him a fair shake. He just always kind of seemed like, well, football didn't work out, so I guess I'll be a wrestler now. But I was just very wrong. And the fact that he, you know, was grateful that he has to wear the sheet mask because whenever he comes out, he can't help but like mark out like a 6-year-old.
That's
like,
awesome.
Oh,
well, and it's
yeah,
like you said, he was put in a team with three amazing talents.
And I think too, like part of, like something, I don't remember the exact quote, but he talks about like, so are, you know, you want to be WWE champion. He's like, yeah, but not for a while. Like he knows that he has a long way to go, but he seems like he's genuinely interested and excited to get there.
If he gets better, I mean, there has been a whole list of big guys that have actually been like important to wrestling. King Kong Bundy,
mm-hmm.
Big John Studd. You go back, you know, Kane, Big Show.
Kane, Undertaker, Big Show, yeah.
There is a spot for a big guy.
Kevin Nash.
Yeah, who loves the business, like Kevin Nash, or smart, like Kevin Nash. I don't know if Kevin Nash loves the business.
Loves the bit, well, smart.
Yeah.
Andre the Giant, are we gonna
who?
Forget?
You mean the eighth wonder of the world?
Oh, you mean the guy
world.
That Baron Corbin,
yeah, that
impressed.
Trophy.
Yeah.
The Lone Wolf.
The guy that,
the what?
The guy that Baron Corbin impressed because he won at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Isn't that what that is?
Yeah, that's, it's, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You're right. Moving on.
And then so the Dean Ambrose one was real awkward because.
From what I read, it seems like Dean Ambrose only wanted to talk about wrestling. He didn't really want to get into his life, almost like he was shying away from it. Like, the comments that I read said that it seems like something must have really bad, something bad must have really happened to Dean Ambrose when he was younger because he was
and
so
honestly, like,
gun shy about it.
I don't even think it was, like, I doubt it was even that. It was just like, Stone Cold got some things wrong. Like, he talked about, like, oh, well, there was a time where you walked away from wrestling and you were working at a health club. Like, you weren't wrestling at all. He's like, where'd you read that? The internet? That's actually what he said.
If there's anything you don't want to do to Stone Cold, it's get snarky.
And he kind of did because he's like, no, you know, like, there were times I wanted to quit, but I never did. Like, I maybe took a week or two off, but, you know, I had a job because I was doing these independent dates. Yeah, no, it was very clear. He was very clearly did not want to talk about his personal life at all.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was necessary. I think he just kind of had he talked about it. His dad lived in a different state. His mom worked overnight. So it was pretty much him and his sister raising themselves. And he talked about getting into some trouble in high school and as a young adult. And I think that's just something that he's put behind him. And maybe he's a little bit embarrassed by.
Maybe he doesn't want it to get out there so WWE doesn't turn into an angle like Booker T going to jail.
Yeah. Or, yeah. I mean, that, or even just like, you know, I really just think he's in a place where he's moved on and he, you know, is ready to put it behind him. So he doesn't want to just like rehash it. But as soon as Stone Cold started talking about wrestling, he opened up and got excited. But then Stone Cold at the end said that he thought he was kind of starting to rest on his laurels. Like Dean Ambrose said, you know, now I'm here, I'm champion, I'm really excited to really get to work. Cause he talks about like just constantly wanting to go out and be the absolute best and putting no shadow of a doubt in anyone's mind that he belongs to be there. Because that's just kind of a complex that he has, which I completely understand.
Well, I think everyone at this table has that complex, actually.
Or at least understands it.
Yeah, because it's one of those things. He,
you know, he's not the biggest guy. He's not the strongest guy, but, you know, so he wants to.
he's proving that he is the guy.
Yeah. And then Stone Cold said, like, well, you know, it just, you know, I don't want to see it. And then that's when you could tell, like, that kind of pissed him off. Like, he was just like, no, I love it. Cool. Great. That's. I'm gonna prove him wrong.
I love those Stone Cold podcasts.
And it was really good. Like, it was like listening to him be such a fan of wrestling and, you know, going through how he, guys he watched as growing up. And
now, Allie, can you tell us a bit of trivia what Dean Ambrose's nickname is?
The Lunatic Fringe?
Well, technically correct, but yeah. Not what we're looking for.
What's the one he's most known by? He's a master of them.
Oh, God, I'm not saying this.
That's fine. SportsCenter. But yeah, so it was really interesting to watch.
You recommend it?
Yeah.
I haven't watched a Stone Cold like podcast live since – what was the first one? Was it Vince McMahon?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that one was really good.
It went from Vince McMahon to – I don't remember who was right after Vince McMahon, but it was another like huge name.
Big Show?
No.
Big Show's was really good too, though.
Big Show's was good. But no, I mean it was like Vince McMahon – like, I'm talking Titan of...
Triple H.
It was Triple H. It was Big Show, or Big Show.
Vince McMahon, Triple H.
Paul Heyman.
Yes.
Paige.
And Paige was the one where everybody kind of went,
Yeah, because it's just kind of like, okay.
Have you ever seen it? It was good. Have you seen the gif of her?
I know why. She's...
Well, have you seen the gif of her from the podcast where she kind of like is shaking her boobs and fixes them and smiles and looks at her Stone Cold and he just has the most pissed off look on his face? Like, why is she here?
Yeah.
I don't want this.
And the reason she was there was because of Hulk Hogan. It was supposed to be Hulk Hogan.
Hogan got
fired. Because I was just like, why would Paige be next? I'm like, oh, because it was supposed to be Hogan. Like,
last minute replacement.
Yep, it snapped. Oh.
And didn't Bischoff do one too?
He was supposed to, I don't think he did.
He did the JBL one.
He did a two-parter on podcast one.
Yeah, not on the WWE, on the network. Also, Undertaker was advertised as supposed to do one, but we haven't gotten that one yet. I'm real excited to see that.
He's probably still winded from his last match.
That's
not shut your mouth.
Was that too much?
Yeah.
That was too much? Okay.
We don't talk poorly of him.
my apology. Where do I want to go from here? This is sad to me.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get this out of the way. Shelton Benjamin not coming back to WWE.
Yeah.
Not coming back to WWE. And that legitimately depressed me because when I saw the Shelton's coming to SmackDown thing, I posted that video on my Facebook. Super excited about it. I love Shelton Benjamin. I love the gold standard. He had a shoulder injury, which apparently is more severe than he had thought. And now he's not. What's really weird to me is that not only is he not returning now, but he just said he's not coming back. Maybe it's the way they worded it.
I think it was just the way that they worded it in the tweet, that he worded it in his tweet.
I'm guessing they hadn't signed him yet.
Either they hadn't signed him yet or like the official deal wasn't really worked out because he was still working independent dates.
Yeah.
Leading up to it. So it's, depending on how serious it is, and we clearly want him to get better.
Absolutely.
And be able to continue to perform. But it's, you know, hopefully once he does recover, he'll be able to come back.
The bad thing about Shelton Benjamin and guys like that is that he's not old, but he's older.
Yeah.
And in wrestling, older, it's like a clock.
Yeah.
It's like an hourglass glued to the table, like the old Ann and Alex song.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to wonder how long he's going to be out. Can he recover well? Can he do the same stuff he did before? I really want Shelton Benjamin to do well because I respect him so much as an athlete.
And honestly,
if anyone can, it's him.
And Shelton Benjamin is so good, I don't think he would necessarily even have to just keep doing the stuff he was doing before. He's such just a great wrestler.
Yeah.
That he's a guy who doesn't need to do the crazy stuff he does.
No.
Like the flips, the springboard, like all of the high-flying stuff. He doesn't need to do that.
He doesn't, but I think that's what made him so special.
Yeah, is because you could tell. I get the same vibe from Chad Gable, honestly.
Yeah.
The first ladder match that he's going to be in, I'm terrified and ready. And
are you ready, willing, and Gable?
Absolutely.
Gable.
Oh.
Shelton Benjamin's 41.
So he's not old.
No.
He's not old by any stretch, but
he's wrestling upper middle age.
I'd say he's probably, if he's not at the prime of his life, he's maybe just a little over in terms of wrestling.
Right.
Man, the wear and tear on your body.
And
you know,
his style.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Take Kurt Angle's style of his chain wrestling and ground wrestling and, you know, mix in some Scott Steiner suplexes and then give him the high flying flips and stuff. I mean, Shelton Benjamin was a beast in his own right.
Yeah.
He was his own guy. I don't know of anyone else that's like Shelton Benjamin. I really can't think of anybody else.
The only one that I would say is, and I'm not doing this because to continue the bit from last week, but Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't suplex really... as much, but I get what you're saying. Yeah. He's a great technical wrestler.
But he absolutely could.
Yeah. Like, because he was an actual amateur wrestler. He did very well.
Yeah.
He could probably stretch out Conor McGregor too.
Yeah.
And look beautiful doing it.
Which, speaking of injuries, Paige apparently had a pretty significant back and or shoulder injury.
She got pulled off the tour.
Yeah.
And I actually had this on our list last week, but we ran out of time. I didn't get to it. She got pulled off the tour and everyone started coming up with, you know, the internet. They started coming up with theories. They said drug abuse. They said alcohol abuse of her relationship with Alberto Del Rio. Mm-hmm. All of these reasons of why she got pulled. Well, her mom went on to Twitter or Facebook or ICQ or MySpace, whatever, and said that it's actually an injury.
Yeah.
That she is hurt, and that's why she's out.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, one of the things that I'm not a huge fan of Meltzer, because he even said, like, there's something else going on. And it's just like, but he just left it vague like that.
It's like clickbait.
He's just welcoming the wild speculation that has no...
That's like when they ran that article, and I tried to kind of, I tried to say when we talked about it that it's dangerous, but Jade... from TNA when she came out and said she had domestic abuse, yeah, but they didn't say who it was.
Right.
That just opens the floodgates of people with minds that go to those dark places. Yeah.
Just the fact that Paige is in a career where she could get injured very easily, often, but everyone still just goes straight to drugs or anything else that has.
I just think that has more to do with her age.
Because she's young. She's early 20s, right?
She's like a month or two older than me.
Which is really funny because it's the young wrestlers that don't do that.
Yeah.
Now, if freaking Jake the Snake got injured, my first thought would be cocaine. Somehow he'd be injured and his hurt nose. His leg. Yeah.
DDP has to rehab him again.
A sequel! You don't want to play cards with me. You're going to play 21, I got 22.
And then that's not a...
That's literally what he said.
I know.
It's bad. It's bad.
And then also, rumors.
Bray Wyatt
injured again.
No!
Not severe. Like, he sprained his ankle. Which apparently they tried, it was the main event of SmackDown, and they tried to, like, call it early, but he finished the match.
That's crazy.
They pulled him off of the, what I read, the plan was he was still going to wrestle the weekend shows. Weekend house shows. More than likely, it's going to be him, and I would have to assume it's like him and Rowan against Ambrose and Ziggler.
Yeah,
and Rowan kind of.
God, Bray Wyatt is on that just precipice of being that guy,
and
that's ruining, going to lose his career due to injuries.
And SmackDown has been treating him like he should have been treated this entire friggin' time,
right? As a star,
the way he was treated in NXT.
The way he was treated when he first came into WWE, the main roster. Remember, when he first came in, the Wyatts were on fire.
Yeah.
Like I said, just go back
until
to that.
Pay-per-views.
Until they lost.
Until they stopped fighting the Shield. Because you remember when they fought the Shield that very first time?
Oh, that was so good.
That was magic. Yeah, I get
that was another thing. Oh, that was another thing I meant to mention about Dean Ambrose, because Austin asked him, like, so were you disappointed that the Shield broke up so early? And he's like, no, it was perfect. I was kind of playing the bad guy. Like, I was the jerk everyone thought was going to leave.
I did.
We beat everyone. We beat the Wyatts. We beat Evolution. Then who else are we going to take on? There's no one else.
It's true.
And then you have Seth come out of nowhere. That's when the heel turns work, is when it's a complete surprise. It's not the guy you thought it was going to be.
We
went out on top, and it's kind of like the Bryan Cranston thing I always bring up about TV shows and Breaking Bad. It's always, man, I wish there was more of that versus, oh, that's still on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Like The Simpsons. If they just ended after... season 12, you know,
100,
28, like 28 season or no, 18 seasons ago, 18 years ago, they should have ended. Jesus Christ. The Simpsons are almost as old as I am.
Shannon broke. We broke Shannon. Speedy recovery to Wyatt and Paige.
Yeah.
Paige both. Can take her time.
Only
make sure she's okay.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you for wording it like that.
Yeah.
What'd you think I was talking about?
It sounded like you didn't like her. More sarcastic.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Sasha Banks and Mikaze.
Yeah.
They got married. We think. They haven't officially said it.
Yeah.
This is the rumor.
They posted a picture of her in a wedding dress, and they did kind of like everything on Twitter says they did kind of like a small backyard ceremony, which good on them. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Well, I'm sort of happy. I'm sort of sad.
It's one of those things where it's like, huh, that could have been me. It would never have been me.
No. It would have never been me.
That's never going to happen.
I question Mikaze's love of Sailor Moon. Sasha, if you want to come over, I'll show you the collection.
Hmm. Oh, dang.
But no, congratulations. I've only seen Mikaze on Up, Up, Down, Down.
Yeah.
I know very little about him.
Well, he's one of the, like, he's not in charge, but he's one of the, like,
costume
designers.
Yeah. And he used to be a wrestler.
Yeah, there was someone on the Reddit thread that I saw, actually posted a match where the two of them wrestled each other.
Mikaze and Sasha?
Yeah. That's because Sasha wrestled men regularly.
Sasha's awesome.
Yes, she is.
She's AJ Styles' final form. No, AJ Lee. Damn it.
The AJ's soccer mom turns into Sasha.
Oh.
It's a mega evolution.
Oh, you want to jump into just real quick CWC? Just give those results for the people that the Cruiserweight Classic just wrapped up here an hour ago.
Watch it.
Watch it. Oh, yes. My God. Please watch it.
Because they shook it up. When I said this to Dalton, he seemed to have already known this, so maybe I just missed the boat. The previous weeks, the first round, it was all four matches per episode. For the first round. The second round, it's two matches per episode. So they get more time to...
And they stretch it out the same number of weeks between the first round and the second round.
Yeah.
The way they did that was last week whenever they said what's going to happen, they said only two matches. So that's how I knew. It wasn't like a big known thing. You had to watch the very end of last week.
See, I missed that because I actually missed most of last week's. I saw the Gargano-Ciampa match.
Which was off the
charts. Still amazing. And NXT actually kind of did a neat thing with that-ish. But so, like, I watched that, and then we immediately pretty much, like, I closed up the store, and we started getting ready for the show. So I didn't see the preview, so I didn't know that was a thing. But yeah,
this week,
Grand Metalik versus Tajiri.
There was a moment in that match, I don't know if you saw this, where Grand Metalik, I guess Tajiri kicks him, and Metalik chest chops him.
Yeah.
And Tajiri no-sold it, just stared straight at him. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that was... He did that because of, you know, I'm Tajiri, or if he was maybe a little angry, because they even mentioned that he seemed upset. I don't think he was. Tajiri's a consummate professional.
I think
he completely no-sold
that. Well, and also he kind of like, he kicked him pretty hard. And that's when he jumped up and did the chop, and it was kind of like this is how, I just think that was just kind of because it was pretty early on in the match too.
Yeah.
I think it was just them like.
A receipt? I give you one, you give me one.
A receipt, or even just kind of like testing the waters, like, all right, this guy's 27. Let's give him something. And he gives it back to him. And if you listen to the Dudleys, who are pretty notoriously bullies in the ring, that's what you do. If a veteran gives it to you, you give it back. You don't try to
cower down.
Not even cower down, but you don't like pull your punches. You know, that is how you, that is the proper way of handling things is.
Was it, Rene Dupree? Or
Frenchiest who ever Frenched.
But it was Bob Holly that hit them, just like cracked them pretty good, and they didn't fight back. And if I remember the story correctly, and Bob Holly was just a bastard.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just awful.
Yes, he was.
He was just awful.
I don't ever want to see anybody get his neck broken, but Bob Holly had that. That was a long time coming.
I'm going to sandbag Brock Lesnar.
That was why would you do anything negative against Brock Lesnar? Even when he was like 22.
That was especially bad when he was 22.
Back when he was before diverticulitis kicked in.
Yeah. There was also a match, I know we're off topic here, but where Bob Holly got hit with a chair, or he landed on a chair, and it split his back open pretty much, remember?
Rob Van Dam
RVD?
It was ECW for the championship.
And it was a table. He caught the...
He caught the edge of it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just saw a line of blood form on him. Bad.
Let's rephrase that. You saw the cut, and then you saw blood pull out of it.
Oh.
And they wrestled for like a good 5 minutes afterwards.
Again, Bob Holly's tough.
And that was actually one of the things like, hey, look, ECW, still bloody. Here you go. Cause they put that everywhere.
Yeah, they were,
they don't do that no more.
Yeah, they milked the hell out of that.
Grand Metalik, I'm always going to screw that name up.
Yeah, I have two.
He beat Tajiri. Great match.
Great match.
And then in the second match, Kota Ibushi, calm down, baby. It's okay. He's going to be okay. He beat Cedric the Entertainer.
I'm going to hit you with this mic.
No, hear me out. His name is Cedric and he's entertaining.
I'm gonna hit you with this mic.
So Okada Ibushi beat Cedric Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
And my God, what a match.
Even
Ethan, who doesn't watch wrestling, was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I just call back to Grand Metalik and Tajiri. The one spot that sticks out in my mind was Tajiri throws him into the ropes and he does the springboard back elbow. But he did
but
it.
With a twist.
Like, but it wasn't even with a twist. It was just like, it looked like, oh no, that's how that is supposed to look. He didn't just like bounce up and fall backwards with the elbow. He full on just like launched himself just straight backwards.
He slingshotted. He literally slingshotted.
Yeah. And yeah. It just, that looked to me like that was one of the, that's the first time I've really, I think I've seen that. And it was just like, yeah.
I remember that too, because usually when you see that spot, it's obvious that the other person is
waiting
for
him
to hit.
Yeah. They kind of even jump into it. Yeah. But Tajiri was still moving forward and he just went straight back.
He was walking the rope a lot in that match. Oh, he did some great moves off the rope. I mean, this whole Cruiserweight Classic has made stars out of so many people.
Yeah,
and I hope the WWE really strikes while the iron is hot.
Grand Metalik has given me the whole, like, when Kalisto first came up from NXT and they let him just, like, do a lucha thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, this guy.
Woo!
It's awesome. Like, that's the feeling I get from him. Like, I would love to see him.
But despite that, I still like Kota Ibushi. And I know everyone says, well, yeah. They're kind of prepping him to win. You can tell he's going to win. Mm-hmm. That may be true, but it's not like Roman Reigns. Kota Ibushi is over with the fans and he's a damn good wrestler.
Yeah.
The guy is crisp. He's a striker. His moves look fantastic. Even for an American audience, this Japanese wrestler is just off the charts.
No, this is the, Ali's Bailey and Asuka thing. Like, she's like, I know I'm going to be wrong, or I know I'm right by picking Asuka, but it makes me really sad whenever Bailey loses. Like, it's the same thing. Like, I wanted to see Cedric Alexander win, but whenever I knew that match was going to be the one that probably decided who won everything, it was either going to be Alexander or Ibushi were my two picks.
Well, I mean, I've heard, you know, they say Zack Sabre Jr. has got a real shot at it.
Yeah.
There's some people saying Brian Kendrick.
There's no, Ho-Ho Loon is the only name that I would be genuinely surprised to see win the whole thing.
Only because they really haven't pushed his name as much as these other guys.
Noam Dar is another one that I don't think.
Gargano, obviously would be a good pick for it because he already works for him.
And that's the thing is it's like, you know, between him and Dar both, like, I could see them winning. I'd be disappointed that Loon would win. He's just the one that I would be genuinely surprised at. Like, every single one of these guys in this tournament that are left, it's like, okay, I see it.
Who do you want to win?
After tonight, Grand Metalik. At the same time, Brian Kendrick.
Oh, that's so good.
That stupid video that they put of him just like, and then he wrestled like as a bad guy, like he kind
not
of
at first.
Played,
he evolved.
He started
over time.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And Daniel Bryan loves him so very much.
Who doesn't?
We're unbiased. You're unbiased.
Dalton, who do you want to win?
Personal pick would be Noam Dar, because I'm a big Dean Malenko fan, and he reminds me a lot of Malenko.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go with Ibushi, just because I said that Alexander Ibushi match was going to be...
Is that who you want to win?
Yeah, I know who you want to win.
Oh, Dar.
Dar?
Dar, yeah.
Ali, who do you want to win?
See, the problem is every time I watch one of the matches, I want both of them to win.
It's like, why can't they all win?
Like,
why can't we be friends?
It's a 16-way tie. Congratulations.
So this is going to be a bit every week. Allie gets to pick a new winner. She's like, well, who wrestled?
All of them. She gives roses to all the wrestlers. You're all champions.
Oh, I had another one in my pocket.
I got you. But who do you want to win if you had to pick one?
I don't know. The thing is, I also sadly don't really know all of their names.
Just describe them.
Because they also have difficult names.
They do. They really do.
And this is coming from someone who has a difficult name.
Just say Ibushi.
Ibushi.
They're good choice. I don't remember the guy's name, but the guy from last week, the bigger guy that...
Tony Nese?
He lost, didn't he?
I think so.
Oh, the guy that fought Jack Gallagher. Yeah.
Yeah.
Idrick. Zydrick? Oh, Christ.
I don't think it was Nese.
Nese won.
Yeah, Nese won his.
Nese looked really good. I thought he killed that little man. And I think that little man thought he got killed.
He was like, I don't know if I'm selling or if this is heaven.
He just looked down and he's like, dude, are you selling right now? Or, oh, no. Check my medical alert bracelet. For some reason, he has that accent.
Maybe he could. They pulled from everywhere.
But I want Ibushi to win because I think he's just phenomenal. He is like my favorite guy right now in wrestling. And if they sign half the people that have been in this tournament and really push that cruiserweight division, it will be better than the WCW legendary cruiserweight division of the mid to late 90s where you had guys.
If they treat it right.
If they treat it right.
Yeah.
If they treat it right, absolutely. But if they just kind of relegate it to the... it's first, you know, it's...
But imagine if the first hour... You remember WCW used to have the first hour was Cruiserweights. We said it before. First hour was
Fabian Eichner.
Eichner was the guy I was thinking of, WCW, the first hour was cruiserweights, and then you had the bigger guys, you know? So if they made the first hour cruiserweights and just left them alone.
But as long as they don't do the, oh, the bigger guy wants his spotlight, so he's going to come in and beat up four of them.
Yes, because that was the death of the division. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so first time they have him, Baron Corbett comes out, and they just kick the ever-living hell out of him.
That would be hilarious.
That would be the greatest thing in the world.
I don't know, I just...
Oh, Corbett's on SmackDown.
With TNA doing that... like, they do that whole death of the X Division angle.
Especially with Kevin Nash.
They do it, like, every other year,
too. That really upset me.
It's everyone. Even, they're kind of doing it now with Lashley, so.
Dudley Boys did it one time.
Yeah, because that was the biggest thing. They did an Ultimate X match, and they cheated. They used the ladder.
Yeah.
You can't use a, like, you, I mean, it breaks the, it's an unwritten rule.
Yeah.
Like, it's a respect thing. And they just, nope, climbed on up.
The Dudleys, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to move on to take, let's save TakeOver real quick. SummerSlam is going to be 4 hours this year?
Yep. Starts at 7 Eastern.
Good. SummerSlam is one of the big four.
And that doesn't even necessarily count the pre-show. So
you're going to want to tune in and hear Booker T's thoughts.
Shut up, Shannon.
And the Lawler.
Booker T, what is it now? It's Renee Young, Booker T, Amy Dumas, and...
Dumas.
It's Dumas.
Why didn't you say Lita? They say Lita.
He's smart.
God,
he's a mark.
So it's gonna be smart. Renee Young, Booker Huffman, Amy Dumas, and
Woman Beater. That's his real name. I'm not wrong.
You kind of are because those charges got dropped. That's why he's back on TV.
I mean, OJ Simpson was found innocent. Anyway,
Stone Cold gets a podcast.
He beat his wife.
Bad.
We used to have a song to it. It was like, dun, 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 dun. I beat my wife. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. So can we stop,
so
please?
Wow. Really?
I was like 15. That was the best I could come up with.
John Cena
also still.
Sucks.
And then NXT TakeOver.
Nintendo is doing a bit. All right, so
Nintendo is going to take over. Mario just shows up, smashes Shinsuke Nakamura.
Samoa Joe.
He teams up with Shinsuke Nakamura.
I want that entrance.
Get in the ring. I'm making my beach.
Bowser comes in to side with Samoa Joe.
I mean, we used to do those matches here Smash Brothers. Take the Little Mac ring and go
Suplex City.
I'm very much out of the loop on this NXT TakeOver.
I'm out of the loop on this NXT TakeOver. I'm looking
names.
Asa? Tonight on NXT, they really, like, not a whole lot happened in-ring-wise, but they set up a lot for TakeOver.
Including Ember Moon is going to make her debut.
Ember Moon debuts. Because it said it was like, August 20th. Because they're doing those kind of creepy vignettes. This time you actually saw like a close up of her face. Her eyes flashed red. It was kind of cheesy, but I think it was a conscious way. Like, I don't think it meant to be like the intimidating Birdemic.
It wasn't the Ascension.
Yeah. No, it wasn't the Ascension.
Okay.
But it does kind of have that Bray Wyatt-esque voiceover going.
She's Sister Abigail.
No, it's Ember Moon.
Oh, okay.
Different name.
Sorry.
Which apparently she's already working house shows and her and Asuka got a standing ovation.
Well, she's been on the indie circuit for a long time as Athena, which I think is a fantastic name too.
Awesome name.
And I thought, okay, if they bring her in, because I knew they signed her a long time ago, and I thought when they bring her in, they're not going to use Athena.
Mm-hmm.
Then they used Ember Moon, and at first I thought I was like, well, that reminds me of Sailor Moon, so I like it. But the more I hear the name, the more I really do like it.
Yeah,
Ember Moon just sounds badass.
So they did the vignette, and so that's when I looked up the date and I realized, it's a Saturday.
Same day.
So I think next week we'll probably do a little mini preview show.
Yeah,
or it'll
absolutely.
Be part of it.
Here's the one I don't get.
Mm-hmm.
Rude versus
Andrade Cien Almas.
I can't even pronounce his name.
Yeah, he's the guy who beat, Ty Dillinger.
In the last TakeOver.
At the last TakeOver.
Oh, okay.
Bobby Roode comes out of William Regal's office, you know, thanking him. Almas beats... Oh, I can't remember his name. He does the stir the pot
thing. Oh, D'Angelo Dawkins.
Dawkins.
Yeah. Dawkins Island.
He beats him. Bobby Roode comes out and says that, you know, he gets in... he talked to William Regal. He's going to make NXT TakeOver 2 glorious.
Glorious!
I know we have the new intro and the new, like, setup... But I just want to use that song.
You
want to
bump Hunter for that one, don't you?
Not bump Hunter.
Just
like,
that song.
Yeah, that song is so good.
So what you need to do now is anytime you say Asa Gray, you have to like just
Have a button in there and press it and it goes glorious.
That's who he's wrestling. Kind of came out and ran him down and talked about how much better he is than
I'm worried about that
Almas.
Match.
Really?
I am, because I've, well, and let me explain why. I have never seen Almas wrestle. So.
You saw him wrestle Ty Dillinger.
I don't think I was here for that part.
I think you were, because he had the running, like, his finisher is that running knee charge in the corner.
But you'll have to show it to me. Maybe you'll remind me, because I got a bad memory. You know me.
Yeah.
And Rude, I've never really loved his wrestling. Like, I like him, but to me, he's very much a John Cena style where I don't really, I like the character more than I like the wrestler. And maybe I'm just wrong, because I've been wrong so many times before.
Yeah, I just don't think you've seen enough of him.
I haven't. Like, I've seen some of his stuff with Beer Money, and that's it.
Yeah, he's genuinely great.
Yeah, he's a really, really good wrestler.
Speaking of great wrestlers, the next match, one of my favorites, No Way Jose. I was going to say Austin Aries. This match has got some fire behind it. Austin Aries versus No Way Jose.
Austin Aries was complaining to William Regal that he didn't have a match. And so William Regal's like, okay, well, you get a match against someone that you've been hiding from. And it's so, I mean, we knew that was coming because the build-up, which has been great.
Yeah. Real good. Dalton, you finally got a chance to see No Way Jose. Asa challenged you a few weeks ago to watch it, and it'll change your mind. How do you feel?
Fantastic promo. I have one little gripe that Asa and I talked about. It was after he cut just a fiery promo. He gets up on the thing, and he has an angry look, but he still kind of dances a little bit. And I was like,
because he's got the rhythm, dude.
Well, yeah. And it's one of those things, like, Asa kind of explained it to me in a weird way, but it's one of those things where it was just like, I get it, but I don't like it. Like, if you're that mad and your music plays, just get out of the ring and just, like,
you know, always
annoyed
me.
That's the whole point of his character.
Yeah, right?
He's going to have fun kicking Austin Aries' ass.
It's the mean mugging while you're trying to bust a move. Like,
and that is kind of if you're going to do that, I do admit, like, even just a smirk or something would work better.
Because he just looked like he was still just as mad, dancing. But he's so good.
Great facials. He's got great facial expressions. I'm excited. This is probably my favorite match on the show. I don't see Asuka versus Bayley, but we know that's happening.
Yeah, that was already announced. They did the contract. I mean, they did the contract.
Oh, so these
signing.
Are just the new ones.
Yeah, these were the ones that were announced for tonight. So we already know Samoa Joe versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the NXT Championship.
Bayley versus Asuka.
And we know Bayley versus Asuka for the NXT Women's Championship.
And then also added Revival versus Ciampa and Gargano.
Yeah. Which that was the kind where they did a callback to the Cruiserweight Classic. Because William Regal brought in Ciampa and Gargano and told them, like, you guys went to war, like, but I hope that doesn't affect your team because you're actually going to be facing the Revival for the championship. And they kind of, and you know, they talked about, like, you know, this is family. Families fight. The difference is we get to choose it. And it was Ciampa actually who was very much like family and together. And so I'm really hoping.
You smell a heel turn?
It's that thing where it's like, it's making me itchy. Like, I hope they don't do it. And I honestly don't really think they will. I could buy it if they did. And I wouldn't be angry about it, but I want them to be together, and I want them to win
I do too. They're so good.
That finisher.
Yeah.
Oh, that finisher.
The tag division in NXT right now, I think, is doing very well. You've got
even losing
TM61.
Yeah. Even losing
guys.
American Alpha.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Authors of Pain beat two nobodies tonight, and TM61 came up. They're basically just dropping them into where American Alpha was, so they're feuding. The Authors of Pain do have this cool. They both put them up for power bombs and then charge at each other, and they hit them back to back and then hit the power bomb on each other.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Was Paul Ellering still with them?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
I like to see that. Well, hey, you know what? We actually made through this entire list.
Hey-o.
No, we missed one.
We have 5 minutes left.
Wait, were those the only matches?
Yeah, that's all written in.
Rude,
we'll go over one more time. Ember Moon debuts, Rude versus Almas, Austin Aries versus No Way Jose, and the Revival versus Garchomp is what I'm gonna call him now. Garchomp! Pokemon!
We almost made it.
Put out your phones!
TakeOver's looking awesome.
And then we got one more announcement to make. This is actually real big. I just found out about this before the show. Asa already knew about it and he filled everybody in. TNA has signed a pretty big name.
Yes.
Asa, tell us who it is.
The video, which you Dalton brought up a good point watching, is like, man, it's a good thing that song's public domain. Because TNA posted a video saying that it was just like this big, you know, he's doing things his way. And then it kicks into the hallelujah.
Yeah.
So Damian Sandow, I don't know if he's going to be wrestling under Aaron Stevens. Which is his name.
Yeah.
Or if he's gonna have a new.
Could he use Idol Stevens like he used to?
I don't think so, cause I think that might be a
I think he wrestled in WWE under that at first.
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah. Like, cause he was one of the teacher's pets under Michelle McCool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh god, thanks for reminding me.
Yep. Triggered.
So it, like, but he will actually debut tomorrow night on TNA.
Already?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, he's been out of
contract
for a while.
And it's one of those things where I don't really like that they kind of like gave it away who it is. Cause I do like the idea of, you know, hey, we have a name.
You like the surprises.
Yeah. I think that's a good hook, especially if they're, you know, struggling for ratings.
Right.
Which they always
make people tune in to see who it is that signed.
Yeah. And then he even tweeted that video. So it's.
Or do the big surprise.
Unless they're doing some big, like.
Like Ryback?
Like, yeah.
I was going to say that
Hallelujah song hits. And out just comes Ryback doing the keyboard
in a powdered
thing.
Wig. Oh god. Oh no, it's gonna happen now.
So I'm glad they signed him. And I was gonna make the obligatory joke of soon to be TNA champion, because that's the joke everyone makes when it comes to WWE wrestlers.
That was the first thing I said.
But I'm really glad they signed him, because he deserves it.
But there's a difference though. Like, him coming in being TNA champion is very similar to like a Drew Galloway.
Yeah.
Like, it's someone
an underappreciated talent.
Someone that WWE clearly dropped the ball with.
Christian,
Kurt Angle, like,
ooh,
the only
Kurt Angle?
The only difference there is Kurt Angle shouldn't have gone to TNA. He should have gone to rehab.
Yes, but he said no.
No one can argue that Kurt Angle didn't deserve to be champion.
No, absolutely.
Hulk Hogan going in at 60.
But he never, was he champion?
I think.
No, he never wrestled.
I don't think he,
did he ever?
Well, no, he did wrestle.
He definitely wrestled.
He never took the title, I don't think.
Did he not? Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, that's good.
That's one strike in his favor versus the lines.
Everything else.
Yeah.
So yeah,
And how long before Ryback shows up? It's gonna
happen. I think he's done with wrestling.
The main reason I actually wanted to talk about Ryback is because his website is launching.
Yeah.
And it's actually like feedmemore.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has Feed Me More supplements.
Yeah. So, but I assume WWE would own the Feed Me More.
The catchphrase?
That catchphrase.
Maybe not.
So.
I almost was gonna say, well, I don't know if you can like trademark a catchphrase like that, but obviously you can. Even Kurt Angle, when he went, he couldn't say it's true, it's damn true. He had to say
real.
It's real.
It's damn real.
Oh, I hated that.
But yeah, so it's not like Val Venus coming in and beating Christopher Daniels. You know, this is.
Which I think did happen.
No, yeah, that absolutely. That's, yeah. I am citing.
You're citing precedent.
I'm citing precedent. you know, there, or, you know, they didn't have Tyrus coming in immediately.
I like Tyrus,
win the championship. That's fine.
He's no Damian Sandow.
No.
He's no Jesse Kimball. He wants to be.
I'm actually really.
Thank God.
He's my Kevin Owens. I'm excited to see him maybe turn his career around like Drew Galloway did. Because Drew Galloway, his entire run in.
You're talking about Sandow.
Yeah. His entire run in TNA has been great. And he's been shown as, no, I'm someone who can carry a brand and carry a company.
Bobby Lashley, too. Even though Lashley did get a push in WWE, he's done better, I think, in TNA.
He evolved more, but I think that just comes from he was able, like, I think if he would have stayed with WWE, he also would have, maybe not in the same way with the MMA stuff, but he would have grown and gotten better.
They wouldn't have put a headband on him.
That's not true.
That is the dumbest thing in the world. That headband is stupid.
He is starring in the next Battletoads game.
Ayo.
Oh, is he the one with the bandana?
He's the one that looks legitimately headband. Like a Battletoad.
He still has one of the coolest moments to me.
Which
when,
one?
When,
he speared through the cage?
Him just spearing the cage wall and it knocking down onto Umaga.
That was awesome.
Umanga.
Rest in peace, Umanga. One last thing, I was wrong. 2K17, you had a question minus
I had a question,
to it.
Because they did another round of roster reveal.
And yeah, there's really nothing to talk about.
The roster is the same ones, except for Finn Balor.
And Charlotte.
Oh, and sure, yeah,
Charlotte was out in there.
So the only two, the only people that are new then are the three NXT for the, if you buy it, day one.
The ones that are announced. Apollo Crews, cause he wasn't in last year. Mm-hmm. Nia Jax wasn't last year, and Shinsuke Nakamura. And then last week, it was pretty much all the old wrestlers. I don't think there was a new one there. Unless Sasha Banks was listed.
I don't think she was.
But she's confirmed already.
Yeah.
This week they did confirm Charlotte. So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I was wrong in watching the videos and the pictures. I don't know who said it in the chat about the lighting being so much better, but it is. In some of those pictures and video, yeah, it is phenomenal. Like, the graphics, although similar, look so much crisper. Crisper? Yeah. And the lighting is so much better. It looks so realistic. I'm hesitant to say it, But right now, they've got my attention. I've already pre-ordered it. I'm buying the damn thing anyway.
just for a statue.
I can't decide if I want the $100 edition with the statue in the game or the $150 edition with, that comes with.
But not the game.
But no game.
Yeah.
No game.
Yeah. The thing that we were going to, the thing that I wanted to talk about with 2K17 was the Finn Balor entrance.
Yeah.
Because they show his entrance, but it's the one from TakeOver Texas.
With the chainsaw.
So he has a chainsaw that he's waving around.
Wicked. Looks wicked.
And it just says, this is his entrance. It doesn't say that it's, you know, like a, oh, this is the version of Finn Balor, so this is his entrance.
Right.
It's just, this is the Finn Balor entrance.
But I hold out hope. If you remember, it was 13, I believe, 13 or 14, where, just take Hulk Hogan, for example. Depending on which version of Hogan you picked, whether it was WrestleMania or which WrestleMania, he would come out with the flag or he would come out with a different prop. I'm hoping they have different entrances for different versions of him.
Yeah.
So you can have just the demon. Or
the Jack the Ripper.
The Jack
one
the Ripper
from
one.
London.
And if they do that. Awesome.
No, yeah, that's awesome. That is awesome. But if it's just, but that's the problem is like, and the thing that we talked about in the group chat is, but they didn't say that.
Right.
They didn't say this is a Finn Balor entrance. They said this is Finn Balor's entrance.
And that can't be his standard entrance because they've, I mean, I'm not saying it can be. They probably are, but that's just ridiculous.
And it looks great, but that was.
But every time.
Yeah. Last year he had, 4 different entrances.
Well, that was because they had to patch him in it was so bad.
And also, it was still bad.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
No, yeah, because we watched the new one that they did, and it's
the crowd actually.
It's just quick. It's just a little bit quicker.
You haven't seen it yet, right?
No, I haven't seen the Jack the Ripper one yet.
Oh, we're gonna watch it after this. No, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre one from the game. You haven't seen it yet.
No.
Okay, you said Jack the Ripper.
Oh, I'm thinking of London. All right, yeah, okay. I'm with you now. Sorry.
We'll watch it after this. It's gonna look good. And we're gonna cut it off right there. We'll talk more about 2K17 in the future because they're doing the weekly roster reveal.
Yeah, I was gonna say there'll be a whole another round of.
We actually guessed from that picture. Me and Allie and who was the other one? Was it Steven?
No, I think it was Dylan.
Dylan, we guessed almost everybody on from the picture. There was like one we missed.
I mean, it wasn't that hard.
No, they make it obvious. Whenever
it's like the two giant dragons wearing lucha masks.
Yeah.
I think
wonder who that could be.
The most difficult one was like there was just like a mouth with teeth spray painted on a wall, which was Finn Balor. Mm-hmm. But I could see someone not getting that one. You know. But we'll talk about it in the future.
I know I got the only one I got the one that I remember getting wrong was Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Because
I just assumed it
water.
Was a tugboat.
I did too. I was looking for tugboat the whole time.
Yeah.
All right, we're out of here. Dalton, thanks for being here this week.
Thanks.
You show some damn gratitude.
I did. I said thanks.
Okay.
Eventually.
Well, I thought it was just one of those things where you said thanks for being here. And,
no, I want confirmation.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy to be here.
Okay. Asa, as always.
Yes.
Allie, as always.
Yeah.
Ethan, thanks for not making a lot of noise. And we'll be back tomorrow with Tanner Thursday. Tanner's not going to be here this week. So finally, Thursday.
You say that, and then he's going to show back up.
We'll see what happens. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week. Dalton, for old time's sake, take us out.
I wasn't prepared for this, so bye. No, my bad.
You were the worst.